Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today we are studying Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7, the very first part. We find these powerful words in Proverbs 23:7, "For as a man thinks in his heart, so is he." The scripture is giving us a profound insight into how a person becomes who that person is. The person is exactly what their thought life consists of. Or you could say a person becomes whatever the predominant train of thought that they pursue, that is exactly what brings the most influence and what causes that person to become who he or she is. How a person thinks and what a person thinks about will determine who he or she becomes. You literally do become what you think about. And it's interesting that God did not write, "As a man believes in his heart, so is he." He said, "As a man thinks in his heart." There is a difference between your believing and your thinking. You actually can believe one thing and be thinking another. Have you ever noticed that? This is why God is very, very interested in your thought life. Let me give you this example. For instance, belief is in your spirit man. It's what is in the inner hidden man of the heart. It's what's at the ground or at the bottom of what your belief system is. You have that in your spirit. But thinking is in your mind and your soul, or we say your soulish realm, or in your soul. And the soul consists of your mind, your will, and your emotions. Whereas your spirit is that eternal part of you created by God. And if you're a born again Christian, your spirit's alive. So you have the spirit and you have the soul and you have the body. Well, your soul is the seat of your thinking, because your mind is there. It's the seat of your emotions and it's the seat of your will. So your soul is very important, because what you do with your soul will impact everything about your life. And as I said earlier, what you think about determines what you become. It isn't what you believe, it is what you allow yourself to think about. Here's the example. If you believe that adultery is wrong and that the marriage bed should be undefiled according to the Word of God, you believe that in your spirit because you're a born-again Christian, you believe the Word of God's true, and you're in agreement with what God says about marriage. That's your belief. Adultery is wrong. But you think constantly about having an adulterous affair or relationship with someone at your office. Well, your thinking isn't lining up with your believing, is it? But if you allow that type of thinking to continue, if you willfully and agreeably think these thoughts about having an adulterous relationship, you will eventually become what you think about. That would be an adulterer. Unless you take every thought captive to Christ Jesus, according to 2 Corinthians 10:5. Now, every single Christian is assaulted by the enemy in their thought life, because sin begins in the thought life. And as the scripture tells us, that Satan literally flings fiery darts at the believer, but that we have the shield of faith that can quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. But the issue remains, there are fiery darts, and those fiery darts are being aimed at your thought life, because if Satan can snare you in your thought life, he can take you down and take you out. Just like the example of what you think about and what you believe, if they are not consistent, you will end up doing and being exactly what you think about. So God's plan for your thought life must be vigilantly and diligently observed. You literally have to pursue God's will for your thought life. Just keep in your remembrance that what you think about is what you will become. God is very interested in your thought life, as we have been given specific instructions in the Word of God regarding what it is we are to do with our thoughts or what we are to think about. Philippians 4:8 is the classic verse on the subject. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, think on these things. So God gives us specific instructions about what we are to think about, and things that do not fit within the framework of God's instructions here in Philippians 4:8, we should avoid thinking about them. Let me give you an example. It says in Philippians 4:8, the first part, finally, brethren, whatever is true. Okay, think about that. But then it also goes on to say whatever's honorable and whatever's right and whatever is pure. You can be presented with material to think about that's true, but it is not honorable, right, or pure. For example, if you're watching the evening news and the commentator begins to describe the grisly murder of a person, you are being presented with material to think about that may be true. These may be the wicked things that someone has done, but it is not honorable, it is not right, and it is not pure, it is not lovely. And those things need to be avoided like the plague. God knows what is good for our soulish realm, our soul, our thought life, our emotions, and our will. And so His instructions in the Word of God are very clear, and they will help us. But if we insist upon doing things our own way, we'll watch the news no matter what bizarre or horrific story is presented, then understand that you are violating the Word of God in this subject, on the subject of your thought life. And Proverbs 23:7 is always true. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Let me give you a very telling example. I recently counseled with a young woman who was plagued by depressing thoughts, thoughts of suicide, dark thoughts. She could not get away from these continual barrage of thoughts of suicide, death, and other ugly, wicked, depressing thoughts such as that. And as we discussed it more and more, she realized that early in her high school days that she had opened the door, so to speak, to Satan by beginning to read some very depressing, dark, suicidal thoughts laced into this poetry that was written by a fellow student. And this person wrote voraciously, and this young lady read everything that he wrote. And she said she could pinpoint back to that time in ninth grade when she first started having very depressing feelings and thoughts, and these dark thoughts of suicide. And she did not realize it until later in college, when she was still battling the same issue, that she could actually trace it back to when she allowed her mind to think on those things. We spoke more, and another thing became very apparent. She had become fascinated with murder mysteries, criminal histories, history of the criminal mind, and many other dark and ugly and unclean types of material. But that was the literature that she would read voraciously. She would find these types of books and read it over and over. And she wondered why she struggled with depression and thoughts of suicide and death. Understand that what you allow yourself to think about, what you open the door to in your thought life, will harass, plague you, or you'll literally become the very thing that you spend much of your time thinking about. She became a depressed person. She became a suicidal person. She attempted suicide multiple times before she was a senior in college. This situation was absolutely fueled and even initiated by the entry into her thought life of these types of thoughts and activities. Consider whatever it is that you are thinking about today, what you spend time allowing your mind to dwell upon. What is it that you delight, so to speak, to think about? And delight can be described as whatever you allow your mind to rest on when it is not busy with the logistics of your day, when you're not having to work and work out details in your life, what does your mind immediately go to? So what is the content, or you could say the delight of your thought life? What's the primary focus of your thought life? That will give you revelation as to what you are becoming. God wants you to become a person filled with the fullness of God, filled with the wisdom and knowledge and revelation that God has for you. But you can never become that person if you are allowing yourself to think about and dwell on things that are contrary to what the Word of God has to say. Take these three steps if you've been struggling in the area of your thought life. Number one, renounce and repent of any unscriptural thought pattern which you've allowed to grip your heart. Number two, fill your swept clean thought life with God's implanted word. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you, the psalmist said in Psalm 119. And then number three, guard your thought life diligently. Cast down imaginations that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. Take captive every thought that comes to Christ Jesus. That's all the time we have for today. Have a victorious week. Hi, this is Rita Langland inviting you to consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. Our partners are known as supply keepers. A supply keeper is one who helps to supply the temporal needs of a ministry that preaches the gospel over the radio waves around the world. Paul said about his own financial supporters that they were partakers of God's grace through partnership with him in the gospel. Would you like to be a partaker of God's grace by partnering with us to keep Keys to Victorious Christian Living on the air in your area? Then please call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS and ask for a supply keeper packet. We look forward to hearing from you. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.